Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think I'm playing Black Rob.
Oh, man.
Hold on.
Didn't pay his bill.
No.
There you go.
Y'all get ready to put y'all up on something, man. Yo. When you see something,
I remember
new,
this shit came out, man.
That shit is woke.
I don't ever remember anybody from here, like, actually. What the fuck? I don't actually remember anybody from
here.
Are you
on the Wi-Fi?
Yes.
Get off the Wi-Fi.
I don't remember anybody from here actually using the term woe to describe something, but it was a pretty good song.
If we can hear it.
It's like it's disconnected or some shit.
Technical difficulties, y'all.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, I had this bad bitch in town, she was woe. Had me fucked up in the head, I mean. Whoa. Bought the bitch diamonds and pearls, I mean. Whoa. Should've seen them shit shining on the wrist. Whoa. Now money ain't a problem, see my dough is like.
Wow.
Pulled out my bankroll on y'all niggas
he
like.
This is Bad Boy, right?
Yeah.
My blueprints, I'm
bad
like.
Boy. Take that.
Had to hit the brakes on y'all niggas like. Whoa. Niggas getting both on my block like. Whoa. Coming home within a half an hour like. Running like they had the manpower like. Whoa. More or less, more so. I ripped it all so I lived a fast life.
Yeah.
Hold on, you gotta get him. Hold on.
Oh, you want to keep going? Okay.
Okay, now you turn.
Okay,
down.
I'm just not trying to get sued.
Hey, it's all. Hey, we showing love to the king, man. Yeah. Rest in peace of Black Rob, man. Another legend, one after the other, man.
Not old either, right? Like 50 something?
Yeah, 50s, man.
What happened?
I don't think they said his cause of death yet. I haven't seen it yet.
He was hospitalized the week that DMX passed away.
Yeah.
And he was like barely responsive, so I don't know what it actually was. But then like a couple days later, they were like, yeah, he passed as well. And then Shock G just passed.
Yeah, so we got this is a song Shock G produced, and he's on it as well. I Get Around, which, you know, he doesn't start the song off, but. Feel like it's only right.
So this is a fun one though.
Yeah,
this is my favorite Pac song.
Yeah, R.I.P. to Shock G.
Honestly, a slept on verse for sure.
Yeah,
Pac killed this though. Still clown when the underground when we come around. And this is the guy that had that goofy song, right? The
Humpty Dump, yeah. The Humpty Band. Yeah. Yeah. The Humpty Hump.
Yeah.
But yeah, Shock G, Digital Underground, like, great producers from Oakland.
Asian meat.
Yeah, from
what's the other nigga name?
He was on this track too. Oh, it's Shock G.
Wait, it's another nigga.
I don't know who the other guy is, but I'm assuming he's Digital Underground too. I don't know him though, but blessings to that brother though.
Ladder.
Because the song just says I Get Around featuring Digital Underground. Don't say like the name of the members. But yeah, man, RIP to Black Rob, RIP to Shock G, man. Mr. Humpty himself. Anyway, well, I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Step Brothers Podcast, episode
140. 140?
We've been in 100 for so fucking long, bro. It's your host with the most, Chris Minor, a.k.a. Dino Spumoni, Extra Cheese and Pepperoni, a.k.a. Young Chris Kringle, a.k.a. Talk to Me Nice.
Talk to Me Nice.
What's good, Dalton?
What's good?
Yeah?
I don't have nothing today for you. I don't have nothing clever.
Okay.
I'm just here. I'm just existing.
We got a couple of special guests in the building. I sound like DJ Emmy just now. We got the guy. Just found out his age, too. Because I'll tell you, we were in the car like, this nigga can't be our age.
Yeah.
But what I will say is, like, your writing is very, you had a line, he's like, you had a chip on your shoulder. And I was like, okay, this nigga hungry. I could tell. And you rap really well. Like, really, really well. I like how you put your shit together. We got No Joe Wallace in the building, man.
Both.
Yeah, shit. Fuck it.
Yes, sir. I don't know no cool shit to say as an intro. Woo!
Yeah, hey.
First of all, I ask anytime anybody comes in here with an interesting name, I got to ask, where did your name come from? Like, how'd you get that?
So my name is Norris Johnson.
Oh.
And then, so that's No Joe. And then Wallace came from Big, because that's my favorite rapper.
All right, this is a commendable young man right here, man. We're going to get some shit up out you today, man.
Indeed.
All right, so first, I want to thank y'all for coming, being here and everything, man. Let me get on my Oprah shit. They called me Oprah last week. Let me get on my Oprah shit. So, you're 21.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This is your second project.
Yeah.
And what's the name of it?
Billy 2.
Why is it Billy 2?
Because
you put out Billy 1 already.
Yeah.
But where did the Billy come from, though?
The Billy goes for the GOAT.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He feeling himself. I like that.
A little bit, yeah.
Where's your confidence come from? I hear it all in the raps.
I just think I rap pretty good. And I've been rapping for a really long time. And it's like I'm younger than everybody, too.
Yeah, you are.
So it's like I've been rapping at this level at the same as other people, but I'm like way younger than them. So it's like, by the time I get to everybody else's age, I should be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you keep working at it, yeah. Shit. Yeah, I could dig that. You said your favorite rapper was Biggie. Like, who put you on Biggie? You being of the age where most people don't go back and do their due diligence about hip hop.
Man, I always been like deep into it. Like, if I want to know about something, I'm going to learn everything about it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If it's something I want to do, I'm going to learn everything about it. And like, yeah, just that. Yeah. And then I gotta put in my little, I don't know the words, my little, I just got to put in my little time.
Right.
Put in my little time.
How many hours is it?
10,000.
10,000 hours. Yeah.
You think you hit it yet?
I feel like it sometimes.
Yeah.
But a lot of times I feel like it's still more to go. Cause I can't, like, you know Griff?
Yeah, of course.
Me, I'll be in the studio with Griff. This nigga get in that bitch and record like 10 songs.
Yeah, Griff is, yeah.
I'm like, how the fuck is you recorded 10 songs
right
in like 3-4 hours? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just the ability to just create and not like have to stop and take time away is.
Right. Yeah, it's a talent, but I mean, different artists work different ways. You know, I know he was working on building his studio a couple summers ago, and I know it's up and running now.
Wait, it's both ours.
Oh, it's both y'all's.
Yeah.
Okay, it's wild because, again, I've known Griff at least 3 years now.
Mm.
Pulled up on me, bought weed off me, came to studio. And, you know, he went to school with my nephew. My oldest nephew's 25.
Mm.
And so him and Griff were cool. And yeah, I just never seen you, bro.
Yeah, that's wild.
It's crazy. So are you affiliated with Free Game or you do your own thing and y'all just?
Yeah, nah, we kind of just like it started off. I had the spot for a while. I got the spot when I was like 19 and I was working. I was doing it and I was having a hard time paying it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was like, yeah, bro, I'll come through and I'll help you. And ever since then, we just been.
I need to come check y'all boys out. See what type of operation y'all running over there. So, putting this project together, what was different about it for you versus your first go at it with Billy One?
Just more of the, like, making sure that it sounded really, really good. Because I feel like with the first one, I was just trying to get some shit out.
Right.
So, it wasn't like, it was cool. I mixed it, I mastered it, I did all the beats and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it out, and it was cool, but it wasn't able to go to that next level just because of sonically it wasn't
industry
standard. Yeah. But this one I feel like it's pretty industry standard. And put a lot of time and a lot of way more money into it too.
Money's important.
Yeah, I was gonna say it sounded great.
Like, yeah, it sounds
whoever your engineer was, if it was you or anybody else.
It's his nigga named Saint John. He out in Wait, not St. John. That's that one nigga. St. James. St. James. He out in New York.
Okay, nice. Yeah. He did a really good job. It sounds phenomenal. Yeah,
very pristine. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, it's very clean.
Pristine.
Yeah.
I don't know what that word means.
Dalton?
It's good.
It's good, great standard. Of,
yeah, it's very high quality.
Quality. Pristine.
But it's very clean sounding, though. That's what
very,
that's the thing.
Very, very clean. And that's something me and Dalton listen to and for. Like, we'll... Even Supermiles, you've heard of Supermiles? Very, 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 very talented producer. But we'll sit and talk about mixes. We'll sit and talk about, like, beat selection.
Yeah.
Because that's, like, what we do. Like, Dalton's my engineer, manager, best friend, all that shit, co-host. We do a lot of shit together. And, like, if I send him a record, I'll be like, all right, I want to mix like this. And, you know, I ain't really got to tell him too much. Like, yeah. All right, I got you. Like, you know, send it back.
But that's good because, like, you guys have that. Like, like, I'm pretty sure at this point he knows what you want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
the engineer I was working with, it was like, this is my first time working with him and stuff. And so, like, we'll be on, like, track 6 or track 7. You know what I mean? As far as the mixes, like, mix number 6, mix number 7. Because it was still trying to get, like...
Yeah, deep. No, it can get deep, especially if you're like working for the first time because you're like, nah, I kind of want to like, and sometimes you don't know how to say it. You're like, right. Oh, I don't know, man. It just I need it to be clearer, because
You don't want to offend the nigga you working with.
Yeah, even that, like, you don't even know what's the right. Like, I personally don't know the right terms. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Okay. Like, I can't be like, I want you to make it sound like reverb, but like echoey, but da 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 da. Right,
right.
Yeah,
yeah. You got to break it down to them like that for them to understand. The engineer should get it, or else they shouldn't be engineers.
Indeed.
You know
Indeed.
What I'm saying? That's their job. Because we didn't go to school, or we didn't sit down and watch 10,000 hours of YouTube videos learning how to mix. You know what I'm saying? So the engineer should be able to, like, I want this shit to feel like I'm in the bottom of the ocean, but on a roller coaster. And they should know that I want the ripples in my shit with the echo and the delay. You know what I'm saying? Maybe not that descriptive or that type of description, but
that's some Chaz shit.
Yeah, very much so. So how did you get, like, how did you introduce yourself into the scene? Like, did Bando, for instance, like, we went to high school together. He was not rapping in high school. He was a jerker. Don't ever let him tell you he was doing anything
else. Jerked and skateboarded.
He was a hooper.
Skateboard P.
And then one summer he got with Brandon or Dalton and was like, all right, I'm a rapper now. And I'm like, okay.
That's literally what the conversation was.
Yeah, pretty much.
I want to try to do it.
So how'd you get how'd you get familiar with everybody, or how did they get turned on to you?
It just going around doing open mics and stuff just going around doing open mics and hitting up people on Instagram and stuff like that. And a lot of it came from the studio, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you come to the studio, I have it's all chalkboarded out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's names just everywhere of all the people that's came through. And that's just how I met everybody.
Like, oh, that's dope.
Niggas will be bringing niggas in. Yeah. Or sometimes niggas just pop up at the studio. Yeah. So it's like, that's just how we meet new people.
Do you prefer that type of environment to work in, or would you... rather work by yourself, like, or just limited?
Yeah, no, I'd rather just work by myself.
Yeah.
Just because I'm not really a big people person.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it's cool sometimes, because it's cool people can put in, give a lot of input and stuff like that. The only people I really want in there is people that I, like, look up to. Or people that I can really, like, 100% respect their opinion. You know what I mean?
It's very hard to come by these days. Extremely hard.
But yeah.
Facts. So talk to me about the album, though. Like, the beat selection, you said you snuck in there that you're a producer too.
Oh, yeah.
What program you use?
FL.
Yeah, FL. Hold on, because niggas try to talk that. A week or two ago, everybody was going ham on FL.
The Ableton converts, nigga, man.
That's all I hear is Ableton. Ableton this, Ableton that.
Yeah, bro, like, man, fuck all that.
That shit look like a 90s video game.
Nah, we ain't doing none of that, nigga. Like, none of it at all. So, FL, that's dope. Like, you produce any records on this project?
Yeah, I did a track called Don't Want Me and then a track called Chip.
Okay. I want to see what your production... Oh, shit. Can't hold the phone too close to the wire. We up and coming.
Yeah. How mics work, brother?
Don't do that. Hold on. I want to hear this. Hold on. I got a right here.
Yeah, it's the... You don't really want me.
Yeah.
That's my shit, though. That's the...
Why didn't it pull it up? Would you say that's like your, like, the song you just the two, is that like your lane, or are you more of a producer that can make any type of sound?
Yeah, I can pretty much make any type of sound. I've been doing it for a really, really long time. Like, uh-huh. that's where I started. And I don't really like producing. It was more of like a necessity type thing than it was like.
Can you turn it up right quick, Don? I'm playing Chip right now.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, Newbie Mac. Shout out, Newbie. I met him at the protest last summer.
That's the nigga right there.
Yeah.
That's the nigga.
Can't help but hate these niggas, starting to feel like Folgers, grinding, trying to wake these niggas. I know they sleep on the kid, I ain't tripping, I make them insomniac. Yeah. Niggas talking real tough, hoping I react. 44 right on my waist, VJ Khaled pants. Most of these niggas washed up like.
Okay, I love this record, but I'm gonna tell you why I love it. This sounds like something Ye would have did. In that John Legend, Slum Village era to me. That was the first thing that stuck out to me about this beat. And I'm a huge Kanye fan. But it reminded me of that. I like how smooth it is.
That's a good record.
The ad-libs are my shit on this one. The ad-lib. Add so much spice to it.
All my homies told me about the games you play. But still I took a stab just like my name OJ. Now I'm OJ.
Yeah, this is a boogie record.
Shout out to Free Game on this record as well.
Hell yeah.
That shit hard. Hell yeah. Hey man, you got the total package, man. You gonna act too?
Yeah. Nah, when I was in school, man, I was hooping and I was doing theater at the same time. And you know, that really don't.
Right. They don't correlate.
They don't work together. Yeah.
But it was one time where I left to go to a basketball game, and the theater teacher came and talked to my coach, and she was crying. She was like, "He's just such a good actor. And we want to get him on the. We just want him to do this." And
damn, that's wild. You and Brandon seem like y'all kind of walked the same
path.
Cause he was in theater as well. Mm-hmm. He got headshots and all that shit. Like,
for real,
they did a movie, like a legitimate
his
movie.
His first scholarship in school was at LSU for acting.
Man, yeah, but then this he transferred. Been keeping all this shit from me, for real.
Yeah, Brandon's an enigma, man.
Yeah, he's.
I'm sorry, Bando.
Yeah, Bando. Right. Mm. I had to ask him what his email was the other day. The nigga went Hollywood. He was like, just easier, man. Okay, whatever, nigga.
His first rap name was B. Anderson. That's what it was.
That's when we know this nigga by.
I have his first project. He likes to have it hidden, but I have it. I'm
finna put out a little EP next week. And I was noticing the guests that we've had back to back, like they are just dropping EPs as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I came on the show, Doug Chris. But they're doing like 5-6 songs at a time for these projects. And I didn't really understand that because I'm like, bro, we finna do like 12 songs, 13 songs. So I'm like, is this a new wave? Do you know why? Like, why did you?
I just personally don't want to overload people with too much music.
Got you.
And then on top of that, like, I feel like I wouldn't personally listen to an album by a nigga I've never heard before.
That makes sense.
You know what I mean? So I just try to throw out real short stuff so that it could just be like, all right, here's a taste.
And right.
That's it.
That makes sense. So I'm definitely adopting that. This is the first time I ever put out something like this short, and I'm kind of, because it's like so much music, and I'm like, I want everybody to hear everything. You know what I'm saying?
Man. Let's be honest, Chris.
What?
Even when his albums have more songs.
Oh, yeah, it's still short.
It's still under 30 minutes every time. His albums are short as fuck.
You just be making short songs, or it's just?
Well, I tend to just do a verse. I do all my production. Well, I do usually handle all my production as well.
Mm-hmm.
But on this particular project, I got, you heard of Da Vinci Wave?
I think I've seen the name before.
Because he did Joseph's whole last project.
Oh, yeah, that's why, yeah.
What was that project called? I forgot. His last one? Focus Your
Aim
into the clip. Yeah, shout out to Joseph. Da Vinci did that whole joint. And
Chicken Spot's crazy.
Super Miles. Like I said, so I'm like really surprised you never heard of him. Mm. Super Miles. He's the nigga, man. Like, I don't know.
But, you know, I wouldn't call him famous.
No, he's not. I mean, To him, he probably is.
Yeah. But you know, he's from Arlington as well. Mm. But he's produced for huge artists.
Yeah. For sure.
So generally, that's like the
actually
guy.
Miles is from Grand Prairie. Let's not get that confused.
Whatever.
But no, the song thing, right? So I'm like, I could make a song, like a song, like hook, verse, hook. Yeah. But I'm like, man, I just want to rap. And yeah. So I usually just hit niggas with verses and call it a day. Kind of the same thing what you were saying about not listening to a full album by somebody. I keep it short and sweet.
Yeah.
Say what I need to say and move on, you know? But really, man, you're supposed to just experiment with this shit anyways and just see what works, you know? At least that's what they said. I really don't know. So, okay, back to the album, though. What, like, when'd you put it out?
April, was it 16th? Yeah. 16th. Yeah.
April 16th. So what are your plans? Are we doing visuals or are we already working on the next one?
Kind of a little bit of both.
Okay.
A little bit of both. Working on a new project and then working on still trying to make sure everything else gets done and taken care of with this project.
Right. What's your like goal? What do you want to achieve from this music thing? Is it like a and this is no shade or shot to Currency, but like a Currency level of success.
Hell
where
no.
You can still do what you want to do, be who you want to be, not deal with the politics.
Nah, I want to be like Drake.
Okay, yeah. Those are the two levels I really look at, though.
Yeah, no, that's
Currency's good. Like under, or not underground, but like he's an independent artist and, you know, he puts his own shit out, his own clothes. You know what I'm saying? He's his own machine. Where Drake has,
I think Freddie Gibbs is another example.
Oh, Freddie Gibbs as well. Was Freddie a better example?
And Griselda.
Griselda as well. Yeah. But they all had deals though.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shady. Conway was Shady.
Conway and Westside were Shady. And,
right.
Benny was is Roc Nation, I believe.
Mm.
But I mean, I don't know, because management, that's weird. I don't know if that's the same thing as like having a label behind
it's
you.
It's not, because we, like Wale, you know, his first deal, his manager deal is Roc Nation, his album flop, but whatever.
Which it shouldn't have.
Well, to him, they undershipped it, but we don't really talk, whatever. But
that was a good album, though.
It's all right.
He had the Rihanna.
Attention deficit, yeah.
The Rihanna flip on there. Hold on. Let me ask you, what are some of your favorite albums like throughout your hit from
there we go.
From you were born to like now? That's a great question. Because I think I put that Wale album up there in there somewhere. It's like probably the hundredth album on there. Attention Deficit, when he was like he had the headphones on, but he was staring at the
TVs. He did the song with Lady Gaga.
The Chilling Joint. That was an okay out. Okay, was it great? All right, okay, whatever. I like bad movies too, so
that is true.
Wait, what you mean bad movies?
Like, I like both OG Mortal Kombat
like
movies.
If a movie's bad, like, everybody's like, yo, this movie sucked. He'll be like,
yo,
I'm gonna like
put you on, G. So what I do, I go to Amazon, right?
Right.
And I look up the worst movie I could find.
Right.
And I watch that hook.
And just try to find something to like about it?
No, I just laugh my ass off. Because niggas be trying. Like, niggas really be trying.
See, nah, because it's I feel like it's a difference. Now, we were talking about, because we watched... a group of us watched Mortal Kombat last night, the one that just came out.
Yeah.
We can talk about that later if you want. But after that, we were trying to decide, like, who are the worst actors ever? But Dawn was throwing out too many black names. So I was like, what's some white actors that are bad? And he was like, Mark Wahlberg.
What about Nicolas Cage?
Yeah. He's more of a character himself than an actor, I say.
Yeah.
He's basically just Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, indeed, like... Indeed,
just indeed. Like we talk about, The Rock is always just The Rock. Like, he don't have to be nobody else.
By the way, The Rock's tequila is very strong. Stay away from that shit. Stay away. You're going to do some shit you're going to regret.
And I didn't... And you'd say it like I was just like, oh, yeah, this
no,
guy...
No, he did
guy,
it. I was just... I'd like to fuck with him.
My main example, I said... Tyrese, and he was like, oh, Tyrese is all right. I was like,
Tyrese is a phenomenal actor.
But I was like, did you see this audition tape? So he pulled up the audition tape for Django Unchained. It was,
that was wild.
Fucking terrible.
But no, we were talking about the disaster artist. Are y'all aware of what that is?
Mm-mm.
Tell them what that is. Tell them about the gun line, boss.
It was a movie James Franco did. Well, him and his brother Dave did it. It was about the making of this movie called The Room.
Mm.
With this dude named Tommy Wiseau or whatever. I forgot how to pronounce the last name. But basically, it's
French.
Basically, it's like labeled as the worst movie of all time. Because this random dude paid to make this movie. Like, he paid millions of dollars to make this movie that he wrote and directed himself. And it makes no sense. But it reached, like, cult status because it was such a bad movie. People were like, yo, I don't know why I want to watch this, but I do. So they made a movie about the making of that movie. Yeah.
And I think the disaster artist, James Franco's, like, take on it is on Netflix right now. If y'all want to go check that out.
Yeah.
I haven't watched
it. He recreates the entire movie, like, scene by scene. It's crazy. But,
yeah, I categorically, I liked Batman versus Superman. You know, everybody shitted on that film, but I really like that film.
I don't believe that Batman should have beat Superman.
Oh no, every time though. He's gonna beat him every time. Well, I don't know if you want to talk about that right now, because Batman's my favorite hero of all time. So we can have a conversation if you want. I'm just saying.
Bro, I just feel like it just don't make no damn sense.
Well,
if I look, it's like this. If I go fight a big ass Terry Crews looking nigga, yeah. I'm not, like, if I shoot this nigga,
yeah,
I cheated.
Right.
And I shouldn't, like, I just cheated.
Let me ask you. Let me ask you a question though. You want to go to jail? Or you want to go home? You know what I'm saying?
That was a good line, Chris.
You don't want to go home. So if I got to shoot you to make it home, but see, that's only in the fictional world, people. I hate that. So many, like, niggas today. Niggas is plural for all people. I hate so many niggas, like, don't fight no more. Like, they shooting. Like, you know, you asked me off air, like, 2011, was that when all the crazy shit was happening? Yes, niggas getting their ass whooped. But we were going home after that. You might got made fun of at school the next week or something. Like, everybody say on Twitter, niggas was waking up at 7 a.m. to go fight at school.
Was that around Ag Town Fights time, too?
Oh, yeah. Bro, niggas, they had to shut down Bowie. Like, a active shooter was there because niggas, they started a riot. Like, everybody was fighting on some movie shit. Helicopters flying. They shut down my school, the elementary, because they were like, yo, yeah, it was wild. Man, I miss those days. Everything, so these niggas just shooting. Yeah, what sissified. What Pop say on Friday? Sissified. Scared to use your hands. Man, that shit wild. Well, no, Batman definitely beat Superman anytime. He just, because he's a thinker.
That. It's all about.
What do you think, my brother?
Oh, you asking? Yeah, I hate Superman. He's my least favorite character of all time.
But that's his wife's favorite character.
Yeah, it's funny
because she got in a whole argument with us like 2 weeks ago about
because this. Because we watched a movie where Superman fucked up and we're like, it was his fault. These people died, and she was like, no, it's not. And she like lost her mind. But
so this is what this is the question I will ask you about that though. Let's throw it back to your Terry Crews example. So say you've been watching Terry Crews knock over people's trash cans for like 3 weeks straight, right? He's like, nigga, this is my block. Enough is enough. I'm sick of this. But you know Terry Crews is as big as he is and all that. You not going to do a couple push-ups before you go fight the nigga?
Man.
You not gonna
I mean,
prepare?
I feel that. But like, what does that have to do with Batman?
I'm just saying. Now, it gave him time to prepare. He knew what he was walking into. So he had, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm getting
because
at.
Because he knows limitations. He has to go around it. Because he has a contingency plan for every single person.
Yeah.
That has powers. So, and there's.
He knew how to take them out. He knew the kryptonite. His suit was lined with kryptonite. He had the kryptonite staff.
I mean, yeah, but that's cheating, though.
It's cheating, but shit, like I say,
that was not a fair fade.
It wasn't fair. If it was a fair fade,
I call cheating being that you can get shot and it bounces off of you. That's cheating to me.
Oh, yeah.
You were born with powers.
Like, then why is he trying to fight the nigga?
Why he trying to fight humans, period? Superman felt like it was his job to stop a nigga robbing a bank. We making fun of Batman.
Batman be beating the shit out niggas.
Yes, we do. But Superman has the ability to flick a nigga to space.
But Batman don't, so that make it worse.
No, it makes it even. Batman's just rich. He got gadgets. He could be killed.
That nigga Superman, Elon Musk with his suit.
Superman posted up. Well, yeah, you might want to take that money back.
That's Iron Man you're talking about.
Elon Musk,
yeah. Iron Man.
But Iron Man got them hoes, though.
Hell no.
Iron Man got them hoes.
You think come Iron Man now. Beating Batman in a fight? Suit versus suit.
Iron Man's going to kill him.
Actually, Chris, this is a good one. Because I think if he just ran up on him and then blasted him like no questions, it'd be over.
That's it.
That'd be it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I think Tony wouldn't give a fuck. Like, Batman would be like, okay, how do I analyze? Fuck that. Unabeam, dead.
That's true. That's true. Let's get back to this album thing, though. We can talk about
comic books all day.
We can talk about comic books all day. So what are some of the like pivotal albums like in your life, would you say?
My first ever album, I got it when I was like 8. It was Graduation.
Perfect album.
As soon as it dropped, and I was banging that a lot, like, real heavy. And then next I got Seeing Sounds by N.E.R.D.
Another perfect album.
And then I got No Introduction by Tyga.
Okay, let me say something. And don't be mad, because I'm not trying to say, like, you and Tyga have the same, like voice inflection type. That was the first thing I said when I was like, nigga sound like Tyga. But in a very good way. Yeah, I actually like Tyga, though. I think you don't get his credit.
Man, that nigga is corny.
That's what it is, though. Yeah. He's just a corny.
He's a corny person.
It's like The Game. He's like, shut the fuck up.
I ain't gonna say The Game on camera.
I ain't gonna say that on camera. He is a corny person, but he can rap his ass off.
Yeah,
but
he's a very good rapper.
But he says some cornball shit like, bro, you're 45. Stop. Like,
yeah, well, you know, what are you gonna do?
Not say it?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
You said, what was the Tyga choice you said you got?
No Introduction. Was, they put the lime in the coconut.
Yeah.
Okay. At that time, I was like, oh, nah, this nigga going all the way.
Hey, for a moment.
Right.
No, it lulled out.
The trajectory was like.
But there was like a lull, and then he signed the Cash Money. He's like, oh, here it is.
Because, you know, he was, he's Travis Trabby from Gym Class Heroes' cousin.
Right.
So he was already in the videos and shit. And then I remember this. This is because it's around the time Graduation dropped at the MTV Awards. They were giving everybody their own little like room to perform in. So Wayne and Tyga and like Travi had did a song. Like Wayne hopped on a remix or something, and then Kanye did like Stronger or something. And I was just remembering, like, at that time, I think I was like 8th grade. I was like, man, music's not going to get better than this. Like, these type of moments, I meant. Like, the moment was very fire to me. Like,
oh, man.
Just seeing
this boy.
Wayne was already starting to, like, try to transition into being that rock star, and he's actually with rock stars. And I got another take.
Say it. Just say it. Get it out the way.
I like a couple records out that reborn album. I like a couple records off that album.
It's all right, man.
He's Wayne, man.
I know.
You got to give the man a chance.
That's the only reason I'm only giving you a pass, because it is Wayne.
To experiment with his sound.
I feel like for him, like, as far as like mixtapes, he was still killing, but it's like as far as albums and shit after that, it kind of just.
Yeah, I don't know. I really felt like, personally, I felt like he fell off after Carter 2 with the album making process.
3 was crazy.
Let me tell you about 3, man.
Another hot take.
So
here we go.
No, but you know, all the songs that were originally supposed to make Carter 3 got leaked.
Yeah, like I'm me.
Yeah, all that shit. So all those songs, I'm like, oh, this nigga's finna do it again. But then we get You Got Money, all this. I'm like, bro, I don't want to hear this shit.
Oh, come on. Do you talking about I Get Money Like a Motherfucker?
No, the joint with him and T-Pain.
Oh, Got Money. That was hard.
I'm the bomb, like tick tick, bro. Come on.
That was, bro.
Come
bitches
on, bro.
Used to have T-shirts that said that. I know, bro. That was wild.
Do you remember the first time you heard "Let That Beat Bill," bro?
I'm not saying
you. I remember.
I like that. I like songs off the album. I'm talking as far as a full project. Like,
he got the last good Cool and Dre beat, bro.
Mm-mm, not the last.
Phone home.
Cool and Dre did. They did All the Way Up.
Okay.
And Kool & Dre produced on The Game's.
But see how long that gap was, though?
I mean, we might just not know every song they did, but I promise you.
What I'm saying.
And they even produced the Fat Joe record where the weird little.
I do not.
What do you want me to say? You said the last Kool & Dre record. That's not the case. God. That's what I'm getting at.
You always throw in Fat Joe some way. I don't know why.
You mean 99 more niggas, man? What you want
That's
me
the
to
only
say?
Story you can tell me.
No.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, so was that it, though? Those are the most, like, are those, like, the most influential
Good
albums?
Kid, Mad City.
Is that the most influential album to you as an artist?
Yeah.
Good Kid, Mad City?
Yeah.
It's a good one. He's also fun. Young, though.
No, that's fine. No, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Oh, and Ready to Die. It's between them two.
Mm. Ready to Die is a great album. Mm-hmm. Good Kid, Mad City is a great album, too.
It aged really well.
Yeah, and it deserved the Grammy.
That's the one he lost to Macklemore, right? Or was that the Pimple Butterfly?
Wait, I thought it was Good Kid Mad City.
Yeah,
it was
Yeah, that was wild.
We don't. That's taboo.
So let me ask you a question about your I'm going to say this right. This chip on the shoulder that mm-hmm. you have. Where did that come from? Why do you feel like you deserve to have a chip on your shoulder?
I feel like I've been rapping really, really good for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, niggas kind of just don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
Hey, this is the same place. I feel the same way as you do. But mm-hmm. nobody's just asked me that question before.
Yeah.
So I can see that you are very serious about what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I can also tell that you feel like you're better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to feel that way. Don't let nobody tell you that. Because niggas try to humble you like, oh, this is kumbaya. No. And this is something I've been preaching on the podcast for the last few months. There has to be, like, we have to see how bad this guy is to see how great LeBron is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we have to. It's like human nature. They go send the alpha male out to go hunt. They're not going to send a new cub out there to go bring back a gazelle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like more artists should have that chip because it keeps things funky, to be honest. Like, it keeps shit, like, set into a perspective. Like, you do this, which is fine, but don't ever try to come over here and do this.
Indeed.
And not give it up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I feel like too many niggas is humble.
And I just want to be the greatest ever. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, like, it's a chip on my shoulder because I keep it there. Like, mm-hmm. niggas like, that's not healthy. But this is the reason why I rap the way that I do.
Right.
And this is what's going to get me to that level is keeping this chip on my shoulder. You know what I mean?
Hey.
Yeah, I disagree with that. It's dangerous because, like, you're supposed to want to be good. I don't know why you want to be bad. You want to stay the same? Yeah. Nobody does. You're supposed to get better every time.
Every time.
Mm. It's like wine, man.
And like I said, bro, I could tell, like, that's why I asked you what type of artist you want to be, because I do believe you have the potential to be as great as you want to be. But I feel like a lot of times when you start surrounding yourself around people that, you know, don't see it, those doubts start to enter your shit. And it's kind of like, well, maybe I shouldn't be like this braggadocious or this egotistical or whatever, because, you know, these are people I'm around every day. They love me. They say they care. You know, it's sickening, bro. It's sickening. Like, I went through that a few times thinking like I wasn't as good as I was based off of like this other shit. Another thing that's bad with me too is when I see somebody like giving it up to a song that's like extremely mediocre in my eyes, it infuriates me.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, why do y'all like this shit so much?
It
like, because I'm the, like you said, I'm the type of person to try to figure out like why. Because you know, I would say I'm a better producer than I am a rapper, but that's another story for another day. So I used to go when we used to go out, like when the world was open. I see what people be dancing to. I see what people get live for. I'm like, oh, y'all like these type of records. Let me go home, try to make these type of records.
Yeah.
At a strictly producer standpoint. So, like, I tried to learn how to, like, make beats like Mike Will or make beats like Lil Jon or whoever the fuck was hot at the time. And once I got out of that line of thinking, like, nigga, I'm finna make whatever I want to make. Like, I don't care. Then I had to start seeing, like, okay, y'all like goddamn Logic. no disrespect to Logic. But y'all like this when you got a nigga like me or Bando or yourself, like, doing this type of acrobats on a fucking track.
Nah, indeed.
It doesn't make sense to me. So I'm like, I don't get it. I still to this day don't understand, like, what are we listening to?
I feel you. But, I mean, I feel like it's more, with people like that, it's more than the... it's more than just the music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I know a lot of bitches that rap way better than Cardi B, but
true,
they don't have the personality that she has.
Great.
That's true.
The persona's there now to their characters.
Yeah.
You know, they are.
That's another thing I hate. It shouldn't be that. You should be able to drop your records, go home, and not have to sell yourself to your audience.
This is exactly what me and Bando was just talking about.
Because I told that nigga that. I told him that. Like, nigga, don't be performative out here. You're good enough to just rap and go home. That's your job. I mean, you can take that hat off and put on your husband hat or the chef hat or the video game hat or whatever and kick it. Like, Cardi B got to stay in these people's faces. And I hate to use her because it don't matter. It Beyonce got it. No, Beyonce don't got to stay in people's face.
Yeah. No, Beyonce's.
Yeah, she's already.
She's in heaven. So it doesn't matter. She's way above the game.
Well, not heaven.
Indeed.
No, I'm saying, like,
she's above the game.
That's what I'm saying.
But, you know, a Cardi B-esque or whoever, like, they got to keep. I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Where you got Kendrick, he ain't dropped the album in 4 years. And niggas still want it.
Niggas is dying for
it. Yeah,
the
you
album.
Know what I'm saying?
Because so, we know the quality of this
one. Yeah, man. Yeah.
We know what it is.
I will say this, though. Cardi B's album did surprise me. I didn't think it was going to be that good.
Which one?
Her, The Evasion of Privacy.
Oh, yeah, that was all right.
Yeah, that was a great album. But I think the
I was surprised by her ear for beats. She could pick some shit.
Be Careful With Me, that record, yeah. The Lauryn Hill, I was like, that should have been way more, like, better than what it was. You know what I'm saying? Like, or
it was not expected at all.
Not at all.
Which makes it better, because when you have low expectations, you're like, oh, shit,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. That's why.
Because, like, if Kendrick comes out with an album and I'm like, oh, what is this, man? Like, I would be highly disappointed. Like,
Do you think that's what's keeping him from?
No. I mean, he got the bread, he got the accolades, so now he's just like, he can craft whatever he wants without, you know, because it's like Frank Ocean. Frank Ocean pops up every 19 years.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, here's a perfect album. Bye. See you next time. And then he doesn't say a word. Like, indeed, he just dips. Yeah. So Kendrick can do the same thing. Because, like, the other TDE members are making music, and they're all good. Like, J-Rock's album's phenomenal.
All his albums have been great.
Like, he's, like, three for three right now.
Uh-huh. J-Rock? Like, yeah, because...
I'm talking about Kendrick.
Oh, yeah,
Kendrick?
He is.
He 3 for 3 right now. So it's like, you don't think it's a lot of pressure.
You don't count...
Section 80 or Overly Dedicated? No. You're talking about, like, the album.
Yeah, the album.
That's fair. He is 3 for 3. It took me a minute to get on to Pimp a Butterfly train. Not gonna lie,
I think that's his best one.
I agree too. But we had all the he admitted he did because at first he was like, I don't know if I like this album, but then he listened to it walking.
They killed me on Twitter too.
Oh boy, this boy has the ultimate hot takes and gets murdered every time.
My hot takes be pretty accurate though.
They
be coming back and giving me my flowers though. Like, you was right, OG.
You got butchered on here for that Kanye take.
What you say about Kanye?
I said,
I'm opening the can of worms again on purpose.
I said College Dropout isn't that good compared to Kanye's other bodies of work.
I got to go back and listen, because I was like 4 or 5 when that bitch dropped.
You are making me feel old.
Yeah, I think you are the youngest guest we had. Wait, so how old is Sticky?
She's 23, I think. 22.
Well, y'all the youngest people. It's pretty weird. I'll be feeling weird offering minors alcohol, but y'all, you're not a minor.
Not a minor.
But you just was able to, though.
Like, indeed.
When's your birthday?
February.
Oh, yeah. It's fresh.
Yeah.
It's fresh.
I'm not new to this, though.
Oh,
you
okay.
Feel me? I'm not
okay,
new to this.
Okay, okay.
Most people aren't. I mean,
you were.
Yeah.
He didn't start drinking until he turned 21.
My choice.
What?
My dad's an alcoholic. That's why.
My dad was alcoholic too, and I was right there with him, goddammit. Right there.
You were drinking with my dad.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I was.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was
Kettle
like,
one, baby.
I'll just wait. I said, I can wait. I don't need this right now.
Once you see somebody act like that, it's like, I never want to act like that. So I get it.
Yeah. And I never have. So.
Except that one time in Austin, right?
I've never been violent. That's I've never been crazy. I blacked out.
Yeah, well.
And I told a lady something.
We all have those stories.
Yeah.
To Pimp a Butterfly being his best album, that's
a resounding yes.
That was like that's like to the equivalent to me, it's like the equivalent of My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Wow, that's spicy. I don't know if I like that. That's
no, see,
I get what he's saying though, but
it makes sense.
That was masterful art being done. I understand what you're saying.
I just never heard anything crafted like that, man. Like
it what? Was
like
My Beautiful.
No, both of them actually. But like the Pimp a Butterfly, like when I turned it on, I wasn't expecting a G-funk jazz album. Like that's the last thing I was expecting. The cover was fucking hard as shit.
Yeah,
I was like, what am I about to listen to? And then you just don't expect anything that happens on that record, like.
Mm.
Why?
And that's throughout the whole album.
Like the skits and everything, like the poem that, and then the ends, and then the album starts over again. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? This is some crazy shit.
It definitely takes time to do something like that. So I understand.
And then you followed up with Damn. I'm like, bro, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
Kendrick's different level, man. I don't know.
That was a pretty good album.
Pretty good.
I think that's the worst one out of the three, though.
That's what I was going to say. It's definitely the third.
Which is crazy, because like, I think that's the one that gets the most notoriety, is that one.
I think because of the beat selection.
Correct.
It's more easier to listen to those type of beats.
Yeah.
You got Mike Will doing like,
it appealed to a more broader audience.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. And then it doesn't hurt your single is Be Humble either.
Yeah. Like, and then DNA, you know.
DNA, right. The videos were hard.
Yeah.
This nigga wearing a kung fu suit everywhere. Like, yeah.
Kung Fu Kenny, baby.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Man, but I feel like the ones that were not like single quality were the ones that stood out the most, like as far as like the best one. You know what I mean?
I like the I do want to say this publicly, because I got kind of, again, it's that thing like y'all niggas like this. I like Duckworth. Like, I like the story. Oh, I like how he tied it together. I was not a fan of how crazy everybody went over the beat switch and shit.
Oh, right.
I was like, bro, what? Like, this is what y'all niggas. I've heard way better, like, two,
yeah, because they even made
track.
They made Ninth Wonder make, like, a video breakdown of, like what
bro,
happened.
He took three different samples and just made sure they were on the same time and put them together. Like, I could do that. Easy. Hey. A way crazier Ninth Wonder beat. You know what I'm finna say? Threat is a way crazier Ninth Wonder beat. Easy.
I think Threat's more impressive because it's older. So, like,
yeah,
still
for that time, yeah, because he's doing shit like niggas doing it now. But, yeah. I don't understand why you niggas be like, you know what I'm saying, this shit's still not. But the thing about, I was talking to this young artist the other day. He had posted on his Instagram story like, I'm about to quit rapping. So I hit him in the DMs. I was like, hey bro, what the fuck you mean you finna quit? Like, what you quitting for? He was like, oh man, the job and life is hard, and I just don't know if the people like my music. I was like, my nigga, how you know they gonna like something that they've never heard? You gotta put it out there. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he gonna take my words or not. I mean, cause who am I? But still, like, you gotta actually do something to want to quit something. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
You can't quit nothing you ain't start. You at least give yourself a chance, man.
Nah, but life is hard, bro.
Life is though.
Yeah. Life hard than a bitch.
Life crazy. Yeah, I don't even think it's hard. I just think this shit like it's so. There's no way we can know what's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I can understand how that would make a situation hard, but it's really just unexpected. Like, you don't know what you're about to get.
Yeah.
So you might get some bullshit that will in turn make life hard, but I don't think life's hard. I just think the situation, everything's situational. And you just gotta, which is why I was thinking about something our last guest said, Sticky. She said she meditates. And I was thinking like how meditation can help you just prepare for what is to be unexpected.
Yeah.
Your mind's already calm. Mm. You can like assess the situation in a different way than you would any other time if you, you know, turned up or whatever. But that's enough of philosopher Chris. What I mean, so what, like, do you have any like now goals that you want to achieve, like, within the next like year, 2 years, like 3 years?
As far as what, like, musically?
Music, life.
Shit, I want to move.
So don't you finna say LA, right?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Why you want to move to LA?
Just cause I feel like that's a better fit for where I'm at right now. And then on top of that, I didn't see how like Bando didn't like.
Yeah, he didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since
he
moved out there, so that's really like, I be telling him all the time, like, bro, you like setting the blueprint for a nigga right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
yeah, Brandon did the right way though. He didn't go out there without a plan. Like, he didn't just be like, I'm moving to LA. Hope I can make it. Yeah. Like, because he has family out there. His, like, basically almost all his family's out there. And then he already linked with Alexander beforehand.
Yeah.
And then they already, like, coordinated. And when he got there, it just was, like, easy access. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
They're there. Brass Tracks is here. Alexander Lewis is here. Smiles is in L.A. So they link up all the time. So when those people come down, he's in the, you know, in there with those people writing songs, because he'd be writing for Isaiah Rashad all the time.
Yeah.
So, like, he just got, but he did it the right way. It's like when people go out there just to be like, I'm moving to LA, I'm gonna make it big. Like, what? That's not how this shit work.
Yeah.
Everybody does shit out there. You not.
Mm.
You could bump into three people in a row and they'll all tell you they do music or modeling.
Indeed.
Or they're an actor.
Yeah.
If they say a doctor, just be like, thank you so much. But, yeah, so, I mean.
Let me ask you, non-musical question.
What?
Yeah. How the ladies treating you out here?
Oh, okay.
Since the release. Or since before the release.
Man.
Don't say nothing. It's gonna get you get you in trouble.
It'd be a few like little hoes in the DMs, but it's never like I don't be out there like that. Right, so right, I'm not right. like just out there like, oh, what's up?
Sure. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's good.
But yeah. If they find me, they hit me. But I be trying to avoid all that. I'm really just a loner, bro.
Really?
I just go to the studio, go home. I spend a lot of time with my family. Like, I don't really kick it with no rappers or nothing. Like I seen this thing where Giannis Antetokounmpo, they was like, they asked him, like, he was like, yeah, I don't want to be friends with these dudes. I want to da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, the competitive spirit in me is, like, super, like.
Yeah, so you can imagine how hard it was when Brandon just woke up one day and was like, I want to rap. I was like, damn, nigga, I thought we was going to hoop later or something. Like, now I got to confuse you on the court and on rap, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just decided to make his beats, so easy enough. But nah, I ask about the relationship thing and the music thing because sometimes those two things are hard. It's hard to juggle those two indeed. At the same time. Your girl either got to be extremely supportive of what you're doing, or this is a little shorty I'm fucking on and my homies know her.
Yeah, or she got to be doing the same thing.
Or would you date an artist?
Yeah, maybe. Like just if we didn't have like a established relationship to where it's like I gotta come home to you every single night,
right?
Then probably so. But if it's something where it's not like, because I don't want to be in a position where I have to miss you all the time, you know.
Aww, that's real. I hate. Yeah. What's the word I've been using for, like, I don't want to like leave myself open for what did I. Compromise.
Yeah.
That's very compromising to like miss somebody all the time because, yeah, I like that. That was smart. Keep doing what you're doing, though, man. It's a lot of time left on the clock for this relationship shit because this shit is very tricky.
Indeed.
This shit is a slippery slope.
Man, you talk about this every week.
You got to, man. This is real life.
You be having girl problems?
Not now. I'm good now. Prior to now, SpongeBob memes. Oh, that shit was bad. Like, everything. I had to find somebody who understood the whole thing and not just, oh, he hangs out with his friends on the weekends and podcasts.
Mm.
No, bitch. My family, my friends, music, the podcast, like, all these things keep this running. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, it got to be all this. This total package. I can't drop one thing off and pick. Like, I'm adding you to this.
Yeah.
So that's like thing number five for me. You know what I'm saying?
No, I feel that.
Very difficult to navigate because of the time thing. But again, if you can find somebody who understands that, this shit gonna be. I can't believe it's not butter. You know.
Indeed.
Facts. Are there any artists that are out like locally that you would like to work with, or nah, because you like the competitor? Well, I would figure you wouldn't want to rap with somebody if you feel like, oh, you think he hot? Let me watch him on the track right quick.
Yeah, a lot of them niggas, I feel like that, they be ducking me.
Ooh.
Not even like, on no like, not even on no like, no shit like that, but niggas just be ducking me. Like,
maybe they know how good you are. They don't want to get watched.
I don't know. I don't want to say that just because I don't want to seem like, no, like.
I'll do it for you.
You know what I mean? But
I'll be your hype man.
But like, Tony, like, I be hitting niggas up, yes?
Yeah.
Niggas don't fuck with me.
We'll talk about it off air.
For sure.
Because I want to know who it is. I don't want you to like.
We going
to
air it out. Because I think Kush said it like something similar, but he was being, he, you know, Kush says it like really like.
But Kush work with everybody though.
But he was basically like, he's like, you know, I think I could rap. He basically said it in a nicer way. He was just like, I think I could rap with anybody. Sometimes, you know, they don't feel like they could do the same. And he says it all philosophically. He's a very well-spoken person.
Yeah, so. That's what I was not expecting when I met him.
Yeah, I'm not.
No, you're doing.
No, yeah, bro, you're good, bro. You good. I just want to make sure.
But we didn't think he was going to be on like the, like.
Yeah, I didn't know he was finna.
He had everything like calculated with what he said.
Like Dr. Umar answers and shit. Like, he just had an answer for everything. Dr. Umar. Well thought out.
What if he was not a white man?
Right. This is an African American only live show. He always says everything twice. This is
no, Dr. Umar. Yeah, that's my nigga, man. For real. For real. He so hates other than me. I'm sorry, Don. Hmm? You were gonna say something?
I say he just hates me.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Other than music, like what are your interests like right now? I know you say you used to hoop and you were theater. Mm. You play video games? Because Joseph said, I don't play games.
Leave Joseph alone.
No, I'm never going. I was like, hey, bro, you play the new? I don't play games, bro.
He's not like when we say this. He's like, y'all act like I'm not fun.
Bro, he DM'd me that shit, too. I was like, hey, my nigga. Shit, the proof is in the pudding, man.
I said it's no shot. Chris.
Nah, he seems kind of serious.
Oh, he got me. We had his brother on as well. Oh, his brother Justice. Yeah. And then we were talking. He was laughing, too. He was like, we're kind of the same way. But he was like, yeah, when Joseph wants to do something, he's like dead serious. He's like focused on it. So I was like, if you meet him, like don't know anything, you're gonna be like, yo, this dude's intense. Like, cause he's like, okay, we gotta do this. And like, you don't, but that's why he thinks we're talking like he's not fun. But like,
the fact that we can make fun of him and he's not angry should let y'all know that he's not that
serious.
And he's
been on the show. He's talked shit with us before. So, but
he's very serious, posting Frank Castle for 3 weeks straight. From The Punisher, because he was promoting his album. I'm like, nigga, yeah, you're very serious. Like, this is Frank.
He does relationship advice on Instagram.
Like, with his wife. Like, that's what he should.
I know, but I was so like,
he's not that. I mean, even that's pretty serious. But
indeed,
He told us he don't play video games because I don't play games.
Yeah, I don't play games because he
that's literal metal. So
I ain't got no time. I ain't got time. And I was like, bro, you can make the time. But anyways, any other interest?
I like the hoop.
Okay. And, how cold would you say you're like one of the coldest hooper rappers in the?
I think so. Yeah, I don't think I'm fucking with Joseph though.
Oh, did you go to the little celebrity hoop game?
I played in the last one they did. I was assed in a bitch. Like it'd be a couple games, I'd be nice giving niggas buckets, but the last game,
I want to say the last game
Joseph balled out.
Well, no, that's when Chaz was coming or he was already here.
Correct. Yeah.
When was that though?
And last year or sometime. I don't
know. Yeah, I know it was last year. Cause I think I was supposed to go just to watch. I do not hoop. I'm not athletic. But nah, that's dope. I guess.
Has anybody told you look like Isaiah Thomas?
Yes, I get that all the time.
I said this nigga look like somebody and I could not put my finger on it.
When you said hooping, I was like, wait a minute.
We probably the same height and everything.
Yeah, I know. I was like,
is that the position you played?
Nah, I played two. I played at a small school, so niggas wasn't like
big.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So yeah, I was playing at 2-3.
Man, Ryan,
y'all barely touched y'all trulies.
No, if Ryan was here, he would have not. Ryan's is big as shit, and he every time basketball's brought up, he just goes nuts. So he probably would have been like, "Oh shit, man, what was your stats and all this stupid shit like that?" Oh boy.
So what year did you graduate high school?
18.
Tony, how old are you, man? If you don't mind me asking.
I'll be 33.
33? Congratulations, brother. More life. How did y'all two link? Like, how did you decide I wanted to be his manager? And well, yeah, do what you gotta do, baby. We scoot over or whatever. Oh yeah, that's cool.
All right.
This is manager right here, Tony.
Yeah, so what's going on, man? Tony. So yeah, I think I found out about Nojo online, like social media, man. And I seen a video of him rapping in the studio. He rapped to Rolling Peace, and I was like, damn, this dude just murdered that beat. And so, I mean, I just knew at that point I had a link with him. And so, but what really kind of caught my attention though is when we first linked, man, it was crazy. He told me to pull up to the studio. Mm. And when I pulled up to the studio, man, if you ever been there before, bro, it's spooky, bro. It's just really spooky, man. So I'm not originally from here. I'm from North Carolina. I don't really know a lot of people.
Right.
I pull up to the studio, man. It's in a warehouse type setting. And I see this kid with like flip flops on. I'm like, am I about to get robbed? What's about to happen, man? But when I pull up in the studio, man, I see he got his whole studio set up going on. I look in the back, he got stuff to press up shirts and stuff. So I see he out here really putting in work.
Right.
So that's what really kind of caught my attention, man. I was like, okay, yeah, we got to work together, man.
Were you already a manager prior to this? Have you been working with artists, or is he the first artist you?
So he's one of the first artists. At the time, I was working with another artist in the area, and then I have a producer I'm working with. Named Drozar, and so we go way back. He's my one of my fraternity brothers and my best friends, so I was already working with him. But no, as far as like first rappers, hip-hop artists, yeah,
That's dope. You got one, man. I hope y'all, wish y'all much success, bro. Y'all got a good team, good chemistry. How long have y'all been working together? What'd y'all say?
Ah, man, it's about a year.
Right before the first Billy, right?
So about So yeah, it's about 2 years.
Billy. Hell yeah. So I'm assuming, and I'm not trying to like put a divide, y'all trust each other's decisions. Like, how are the conversations when it comes to the next move and the putting stuff out? Like, how do those usually go? I can tell y'all how ours go.
I'm terrible to work with.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm real bad with
prima donna, would you say?
I don't know what that means.
Basically like
dramatic.
In the sense of like, it gotta be like this. If it ain't done like this, then
kinda.
Yeah. Kinda. Okay.
I mean, I would say a little bit, you know, he's kind of like focused. If he wanna do something, he's gonna do it that way. Right. But I mean, at the same time, I feel like he's coachable. You know what I mean? If he'll shoot me a song or something like that, or we'll talk about a plan, he'd be like, you know, what you think? And I let him know my honest feedback, and he's like, nah, for sure. Like that's his answer. Yeah. So I think he's real coachable. That's good. And then you know, it may take him a little bit of time to think on it, and then he's like, all right, let's just do it that way.
And he's still young. He got some time. But that's good. You're coachable, bro. Most niggas won't listen to just anybody, so that means you trust them. You know what I'm saying? Which is good, which is dope.
Yeah, he still don't listen to me, so that's fine.
But see, our thing is, that's all I'm saying. Me and him, like, I'll ask him what he think, but he know I'm not finna... Yep. Well, he know I'm not finna take the advice. I was like, hey... I really just want him to be like, all right, if that's what you want to do, let's do it. And then I was like, I know he will do it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is. Like, I woke up. I went to sleep thinking about I'm finna put out a project. I was like, hey, dog, I want to put out a project next Friday. And he was like, okay, we'll get somebody to mix it, and then we'll put it out.
Yeah, because I ain't doing it.
Yeah. He refused. He's going to mix, like, the final album. I'm putting out one more album, and then I'm just going to, like, focus back
on
it. Yeah,
like, I retired my engineer hat.
Wait. Why are you putting out one album then?
This one in particular was like spur of the moment, and these are just songs that I really like. But when I was at first, I thought my album was done, like I was good, and then I kept listening to it. I was like, man, these songs are extremely serious, and these songs are extremely mean and playful and shit.
Yeah,
and they just I couldn't get that story to line up.
Mm.
So the more playful songs, I want to get those out the way, and then like. Taking those out of the archive, now I'm looking at, you know, 4 or 5 songs. I can build the rest of the album that way. Instead of having these songs that don't really fit with the theme, I could put those out now. Mm-hmm. Then I could put out like my actual final shebang, so to speak, you know?
Bro, do you know Cam?
Cambino?
Nah, it's a nigga named Cam from the Ag, from the South Side.
I know a lot of, I know at least 2 Cams.
Is he big? Big dude. He look like him. He look a lot like him.
I ain't got no nigga in my family named Cam, though. Cam, what he do? Like
he
like,
rap. His name MLBG Kim or something like that.
No way. I don't know him.
Y'all kind of look like a little bit.
You know, maybe somewhere. Lineage down the line somewhere. Are you into like Marvel and shit? Like all the Marvel shows and shit?
Yeah, I like Marvel more than I like DC. But I don't be watching the shows.
Just hit it. No, that's one of those things we don't agree on. Like, I'm more DC, he's more Marvel.
As far as what?
Just content with Marvel. I like DC better because it's more dark and like niggas actually die versus Marvel. Like, niggas get to run away and talk about it on the news.
Watchmen is DC, yeah?
Yes. Well, yeah. It is,
but it's not like in the direct. It's like, it was like they're under Image Comics or something like that.
Yeah, so it's basically like Def Jam, then Island Def Jam type situation.
Yeah,
that's my favorite. Like,
Watchmen, yeah, the show. Movie or the show?
The show. The movie was cool, but I think the show was
the movie was a cinematic masterpiece, man.
That shit was all over the place.
That's Zack Snyder though.
It's also 3 hours.
That's Zack Snyder. I will. That's 3 hours I'm willing to sit through multiple times. Though I really like that film.
That's you.
Yeah, I guess. What music is out right now that you're like into, if any? None.
I haven't been listening to nothing new. I've just been listening to old stuff, going back revisiting old stuff.
I was gonna ask how you felt about Baby Keem.
I don't really like Baby Keem.
Why? If you don't want me to ask.
It's just really high energy, nothing.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, the nigga not talking about shit, and like, and you don't have to talk about shit,
right?
But he not talking about shit, and the only thing that's really like Cold is the flow.
Yeah.
And the way he like it's not even like he's like, oh, the way he puts his words. No, it's not even that. It's just
his flows.
Flow. Yeah, yeah. That's it.
The hoes like it though. I'm so confused. Again, I'm confused. And then, I mean, once people started finding out that him and Kendrick were cousins, I think that added to his cachet and shit.
But I feel like he made it worse because now it's like niggas like, oh, he sound like Kendrick. Damn, he do sound like Kendrick.
Right,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right, right. Yeah. Damn, that could hurt a nigga. Facts. I'm curious to hear what Kendrick's going to do next because just because all his albums have been so different. Like, what are you finna try to fuse together now, and mm-hmm. how is it gonna work?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's
somebody said something about some rock or something.
Yeah. I did see something about that.
I wouldn't
too.
Be surprised at this point. I don't know. But, team up with Rick Rubin. Okay, that's a good choice though.
Yeah,
good choice.
I don't know if yeah. What's your favorite Kanye album?
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
That's fair.
That's a good one.
I'm with it. I'm hip.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
That is the best one.
Huh?
That is the best one.
What do you think the best one? You sound like you
didn't like that. I was going to say Yeezus.
That's his shit.
I don't know about that. When nigga was like, bro, what the fuck's wrong with Kanye?
Yeah, that's when everybody was asking what was wrong with Kanye, but Yeezus is hard.
He had a few nice ones on there.
I just think it was very disruptive. I think that he was talking about some shit on the first 3 to 4 songs. Like, it was like, actually, he talking about privately owned prisons. He talking about this whole slave mentality, like black or our, what everybody call this? Our, not community, but our, I guess community, hip hop community. Is that what people say?
What are you talking about?
Like, he was talking about how our community is still like slaves to like,
oh yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm trying to think of the word people use for like the hip hop community. Our culture, that's what it is. He's talking about our culture and how we're still slaves to shit. And it was just shit I could identify with, even the way he rolled it out. Well, I've told this story on the podcast before. Like, he has certain locations throughout the U.S. And the one for here was in Dallas.
Yeah, and it was
at this old like movie theater. He had a like a truck pull up with a projector, and he just started playing a trailer for the film. But he did this in New York, he did it in California, he did it here. And I just thought that was like some shit like, I don't know, like AC/DC or somebody would have did back in the day, like just some Rage Against the Machine type shit.
Yeah.
Police shut it down, we had to move locations, and we had to get on Twitter to find out where the new location was going to, like that type of shit. I felt like, again, like a moment I don't think anybody is doing. So I think the music plus that experience is why I hold it so high. Plus, I wore my Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasies out because I was trying to figure out how he got his drums like that on So Appalled. That beat in general is like, what are some of the craziest beats you've heard, like ever?
Big Pimpin'.
Yeah, it's a crazy big beat.
A lot of Timbaland stuff, really.
Timbaland's probably...
Yeah, he's a madman.
I was talking to Miles about that. It's so sad that he's washed now, though.
You think so?
Nigga, that nigga's washed. I'm excited to hear what him and Justin are finna do, though. They're supposed to be working on his album.
I want to watch some old ass movies.
Yeah, I hope it's... Because Future Sex Love Sounds, I hope that, like, that's probably, like, top 5 in, like, my music discography all time.
Usher or Justin Timberlake?
That's a good one for him.
I want to say they're evenly matched. Simply because I think Usher's most pivotal albums, 8701 and Confessions, Justin's most pivotal albums is Justified and Future Sex Love Sound. So they're even. Now, Usher's been out a little bit longer. He got a little bit more bops.
Wait, what about 2020?
I like that album, but I liked it. I like the album, but I wouldn't hold it. It's 3 for me in that.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? I think Usher is just, he like, the nigga can make a song, bro. He can really make a song. It's hard to be the nigga that can make a song. Because Justin's going to be more artistic. Like, yeah. I want to write this song about my grandparents' love and how it mirrors our own. Usher going to be like, bitch, spread that pussy open. I'm going to pay for it or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just want to hear some shit. Like, I was listening to No Limit the other day with him and Thug. I was like, bro, this is a really good song. Then Climax came on. This is a really good song.
Yeah.
Then Yeah came on. This is a really good song. Like, he makes great songs. I don't think he makes great albums, though. I think he just got songs on the album that are great.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the album overall, like...
No, Confessions was fire.
No, but see, it was a themed album.
Right.
He don't make themed albums.
Right.
What's the theme behind 8701? That's the day the album came out.
I know.
That's the title of the album. Like, what's that? August 7th? 2001. What happened on that day? We don't know. That day you met Chili? The day y'all broke up?
Well, that day he was reminded of a girl. I know that.
Another fire song. What's the You Don't Have to Call?
Yeah.
Fire song. He got joints. Now, if they did a Versus, I would give it to Usher. It's the first time I ever said that. So.
Yeah, I'm surprised you said it.
I said it because I was very passionate just now. Yeah. Usher will win in the Versus. Facts. No questions. But, I think I'm gonna give Justin, like, out of the two pivotal albums, I'm gonna give it to Justin. Facts.
Justin was in NSYNC as well.
I can't count that shit because that's unfair.
No, it's not.
He was in a whole boy band.
If you're the front man of the boy band,
he wasn't the only
Michael Jackson of the.
Yeah, he was the Beyonce for sure. I'm gonna ask you one more question, and we can head out. But let me ponder on the question because it got to be a good one.
For sure.
So we can talk malarkey until I ask. Because I want it to be like a very...
Like good question? Yeah. Pivotal?
Like what you're going to think about whenever I'm in the car on my way.
Right. Yeah. Like, damn, did I answer that right? I really don't know, though. I feel like I asked you everything I would ask myself. That's really how I conduct interviews.
You ask.
I ask myself first, you know, like, what's my answer? And who's going to surprise me? So far, again, Kush is the only person that surprised me with his answer. Because I was like, bro, why do you have an answer for everything? Because I already asked you what's your 2-year... But did you answer that, though? Like, what you...
I don't think so.
There you go. Let's go. 60 minutes.
Like my 2-year plan in life or music?
I did say, yeah. So I said both.
Both? So, I mean, music-wise, at this point... what I've been hearing is I need to do something more conceptual, something more like something that's gonna, like these Billies that I'm dropping is like, it's cool. Mm-hmm. Like there's good songs on there, but it's not no like
a concept album.
Yeah,
a type
concept
of thing.
Album. Got you. So that's what I'm shooting for next. Is a concept, a concept project, and yeah. Oh, and that's why I was talking about moving.
Oh, to LA.
Yeah, but that's pretty much it. Just continuing to drop better. Growing my fan base and just shit like that.
What about in life, like outside of music, like as the man?
As a man, shit. Just experience some shit. I don't know.
Yeah. He's still
like,
young, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that makes sense. You still want to figure it out. Like, there's nothing to rush to do.
Live your life, man.
Live your life, man.
I feel like I've been rushing for a long time too.
Yeah,
and so I'm like taking it slower now, but. It's like, damn, like, I'm 21 now. I can't be trying to do what I was trying to do when I was 18. You know what I mean?
True. But also, you're 21, and you could definitely take your time.
The 20s is where you get most of your experience at. I'll tell you that for, yeah.
Yeah, either one of these guys. Because you say you'll be 33 this.
Yeah.
And he's 30.
30, yeah.
So, yeah.
I heard the 30s is the best. How y'all feel about it?
Well, I just got here.
I feel like with the 30s, though, it's like, it's your 20s, but you're just in a better situation than you were at the time.
Better money.
I mean? Yeah, better money, you know what I mean? So, no, 20s, man, I definitely had fun, and that's where I can say all my best experiences are.
You said you were, last question for you. I was just curious, because we never had, you said you were in a fraternity.
Yeah.
What did you pledge?
Okay, so yeah, I was in a band fraternity, KKSI.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
you ever seen Drumline?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was
a
Drumline. KKSI.
Yeah. So,
yeah, that's dope.
Were you a drummer?
No.
Okay.
People actually, yeah, that's the first thing they say, man.
Yeah.
But no, I actually play, so I started off playing trumpet, and then I played the mellophone, which is like French horn, but for marching band. So
interesting.
Yeah. So that's what I play. And then I pledged in like 08.
Cool, cool. We haven't had any for Bridge, but that don't count. He was just going to get drunk.
Yeah, Ridge does not
count. Yeah, Ridge does not count. I don't even remember what he pledged.
I don't know what it is either. I don't.
I think UTA just made that shit up to give the white boys something to do.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And Ridge, yeah, that's. Yeah, anyways.
Yeah, I mean, but it's a lot of different fraternities out here. You'd be like, what the hell is that?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But,
yeah.
The more popular, the popular ones that we always see is like, I think the pink for the girls, the ones that
The AKA. Yeah.
What's the one for the guys? What's the popular?
So they got, man, it's so many. So they got the Divine Nine. You know what I mean? Those are like the historically black colleges. Mm. So, you know. It's nine of them, yeah. So you got like AKAs, Alphas, Omegas, you know, Kappas, Deltas.
My cousin was a Delta.
Iotas, Zeta, Phi Beta, Sigma, all these different type of, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So.
Do you still dabble with music as far as like creating it or use your knowledge?
So, I mean, I don't do a lot on the creative side now. You know, I used to.
The first time I met
him. I did. So, yeah, I used to record. Way back, like when I was in college and stuff like that. And I used to like produce, but I never had like the full setup, Fruity Loops or nothing like that. I used to do it on the keyboard at the crib.
Oh, right. You should go in there and play trumpet on a record one time. Man. That shit might be fire.
Hey. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I love brass. Brass is hard.
Facts. Any closing statements before we head out, fellas?
Go listen to the, where the camera at?
It's right there.
That's in the court,
yeah. Go listen to the new project, Nojo Wallace Billy 2.
Yeah.
And then go follow me on Instagram and tell me what you think about it, whether you like it, and even if you don't like it.
What's your IG?
Nojo Wallace, NOJOWALLACE.
Is there, we going to put all this
I'll
shit
link
in
it
there.
In the description below.
We'll put all that shit in there.
As always. And the album, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boot that song up, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
We're to end on. You wanted the intro, right?
Yeah, the intro.
We'll play that out.
Oh, Demi said she got the card and it was sweet. Thank you.
Oh, sick. Cool.
I think I did give you the right address because it said 107 on there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it works. Anyways, sorry. Side conversation. Shout out to Julian Vaughn on this fucking beat, man.
Crazy.
Shout out Julian Vaughn. Billy's Revenge. Yeah. They keep telling me live for the moment, but tell me how when in the future is where all my hope is. So pardon me if I seem distant, I'm trying to stay focused. Cause see, I gotta stay on watch for when my time approaches. See, lately I've been living crazy, I feel that I'm changing. Trying to adjust to changing times, it feel like daylight savings. Shit getting different, niggas out here switching sides, kinda like it's halftime. Guess we ain't got the same goals as when we started this shit. I mean, tell me what I expected. Even when snakes begin to grow, they get to shed it. I guess some people in old habits, my desk in. Just pray my loyalty can't be used as a weapon. Gotta accept it, cause things come and go. Money come and go, hoes come and go. Either grow, or you let those little losses take your soul. Jesus turned the other cheek, but I can't go out like no hoe. And for those who shitting on me, just wait till a nigga blow. I've been the golden child, finally making noise. My haters telling me tone it down. Game unlocked, I probably swallow the key and then hold my bowels. Niggas moving funny and I guess that I'll expose it now. Cause when I POP, don't need them thinking I'ma hold it down. Cause if you switch, just know you dead to me. I can't let them kick it if they ain't part of my special teams. I can't let them live if they presence begin affecting me. Bite off the style and get salmonella. Monday night wrestling, I'm raw as a bitch. I got my competition calling it quits. So either that or in a coffin they sit. And I know karma's a bitch. And every dog has his day, so I don't chip when they intentions like the water it flip. Never pure, you see the shit that you sow. It's always gonna be the harvest you get. The more you niggas hold, the harder it get. Got my fist balled up like Arthur and shit. I'm trying to make basses of all of your kids. You see, this is my revenge, nigga. Pray for forgiveness in advance. I'm finna sin, nigga. Up to Jesus, Buddha, or Allah, who your man's, nigga. See, I came for blood, I never cared to be friend, niggas. I'm tryna end, niggas, this is my revenge, nigga. Pray for forgiveness in advance, I'm finna sin, niggas. Up to Jesus, Buddha, or Allah, who your man's, nigga. See, I came for blood, I never came to be friend, niggas. I'm tryna end, niggas, yeah. Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.